Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
Another exciting and calming episode of Storytime Anytime. Did you have a busy day today? If so, these next stories are perfect to listen to after you settle down, grab a snack, and get cozy on the couch. So, take a deep breath and relax. Our first story is about mommy animals gently tucking their babies into bed. Let's listen. It's night-night time, said Mama Bear, as her little cub yawned, then smiled. Hop upon Mama's lap. I'll read to you a while. It's night-night time, said Mama Cat as she drew her kittens near. The wind is picking up a bit. The rain we soon will hear. It's night-night time, said Mama Raccoon as her little one climbed a tree. The stars are shining up above. Come nuzzle close to me. It's night-night time, said Mama Cow, as her little calf loudly mooed. Let's rest in our bed of hay, then I'll tell a story to you. It's night-night time, said Mama Mouse, as she gave her babies cheese. She sweetly kissed them on their heads, then each one asked, more please. It's night-night time, said Mama Horse, as her little foal softly neighed. Snuggle close and bow your head, our nighttime prayers will say. It's night-night time, said Mama Bird, as her babies started to cry. Now hush, my birdies, and I will sing a soothing lullaby. It's night-night time, night-night time, lay your head on me. I'll sing to you and hold you close. It's time to go to sleep.
It's night, night time, said Mama. Let's rest in our bed of hay. Then I'll tell a story to you. It's night, night time, said Mama Mouse, as she gave her babies cheese. She sweetly kissed them on their heads. Then each one asked, more please. It's night, night time, said Mama Horse, as her little foal softly neighed. Snuggle close and bow your head, our nighttime prayers we'll say. It's night, night time, said Mama Bird, as her baby started to cry. Now hush, my birdies, and I will sing a soothing lullaby. It's night, night time, night, night time, lay your head on me. I'll sing to time to go to sleep.
It's night, night time. It's night, night time.
Our next story is called I Love You More. I wrote this story with my daughter Bailey when she was in third grade. Each night before bedtime, I would say, I love you, Bailey. And she would reply, I love you more. It became a game that we used to play every night. We both would come up with I love you more examples. So we decided to write a book about a mama bear and her little bear. I hope you like it as much as we do. I love you more. I love you, little bear,
Mama said with a goodnight kiss.
I love you more, Mama,
said little bear with a wide, sleepy yawn.
Really?
Said Mama Bear.
How much do you love me?
Well,
said little bear,
I love you more than raindrops falling softly from clouds so high. And I love you more than all the stars that twinkle in the sky.
That's a lot of love,
said Mama Bear.
Well, that's not all, Mama,
said Little Bear.
I love you more than seashells that we find by the shore. I love you more than chocolate cake, and I even love you more. More than candles on my birthday cake. More than all the presents, too. I love you more than all the animals that we visit at the zoo.
That's a lot of love,
said Mama Bear.
Well, that's not all, Mama,
said Little Bear as he yawned and held Mama Bear tight.
I love you more than spring daffodils. More than a huge pile of fall leaves. I love you more than winter snow. More than a cool, soft summer breeze. More than 100 lollipops. More than all my stuffed animals, too. I love you more. I love you more. I only wish you knew.
And with that, Little Bear fell fast asleep. Mama Bear gently pulled up the covers and tucked Little Bear in with a kiss.
I do know how much you love me,
whispered Mama Bear.
But I love you more. And that's a lot of love.
Then Mama Bear gently wiped her tears of joy, for her heart was so full of love. She turned and said,
good night. I'm sure you can play this same game with your mom or dad. Just think of other ideas like. I love you more than all the colorful fish that swim in the sea. Or, I love you more than all the wildflowers that grow in a meadow. There are silly comparisons too, like, I love you more than all the worms that come out after it rains. Or, I love you more than all the fireflies we see flying in our yard at night. The ideas are endless. Since we are settled down, let's end today with some soothing songs sung by children just for you.
dreamland tree. Down falls a little dream for thee. Sleep, baby, sleep. Sleep, baby, sleep. Sleep, baby, sleep. Thy father watches the sheep. The wind is blowing fierce and wild. It must not wake my little child. Sleep, baby, sleep. Sleep, baby,
This has been brought to you by Twin Sisters Digital Media and Evergreen Podcasts. Be sure to hit subscribe. If your children enjoyed these songs and stories, go to twinsisters.com to find even more ways for them to sing and learn. Be sure to subscribe to our newsletter for our free download of the day giveaways and promotions on exciting new digital learning content like these and much more. And visit our friends at evergreenpodcasts.com. Thank you for joining us at Storytime Anytime.
Are you tired of seeing your teen or young adult struggle on a path that clearly isn't the right fit? Is your teenager confused about which direction to take after high school? The future of work is changing rapidly, and our kids need to know all of the options available after high school so they're empowered to make the choice that is best for them. In each episode, we explore the latest trends that are shaping the opportunities of today and tomorrow. I'm your host, Betsy Jewell, and this is the High School Hamster Wheel Podcast.